atheists, we add to them the deists. This is what is more common than atheists in your course of argument. You may more find deists because many Christians actually have become deists. The deist is one who recognizes that there is a God, but that religion is made up by human beings. God did not communicate his will to his creatures. He just created the world and left it to run on its own. And that is quite common amongst Christians who recognize Christianity to have so many faults, so many contradictions, etc. in it. So they reject Christianity and anything like it. So all religion is contrived. I say, you know, we don't believe in organized religion. So we say to them, you prefer a disorganized religion. You don't like organization, you don't like rules. You know, they commonly you find people say, too many rules in Islam. You know, you haram, halal, everything, just rules, rules, rules. But in life, does any system work without rules? You know, whether it's a business, whether it's a school, whether it's a government, is there any system that you can think of that works without rules? No. You want rules. You need rules everywhere. But when it comes to religion, you don't want rules. Why? Because you want to do your own thing. That's it. You recognize that doing your own thing in all these other systems creates chaos and confusion. But religion, you want to do your own thing. See, this is illogical. A religion, which is even more important, more comprehensive, it will more be in need of rules even than the systems that we devise ourselves. That's reality. Anyway, for the deist, the simple way to approach their argument that God created the world and left it to run on its own, we say that to raise that issue is to attribute to God characteristics which we don't even want to attribute to ourselves. What do I mean? Imagine you as a businessman, you set up a business and you put an ad in the paper for people to come and work in your business. The people come, you hire them, but you don't tell them what they're supposed to do in the business. Do you think they're going to march into your factory and just go into the places they're supposed to be and just do what they're supposed to do? Or will they just go to the cafeteria, sit down and drink tea and coffee and chat and till somebody comes and tells them what they're supposed to do? That's common sense. If you don't tell people, if people are not told what they need to do, then your system is not going to work. Your business or your whatever, it's not going to work. You must inform people. Why do they bother to produce manuals, you know, for whatever product you buy? Why do they bother? Why not just sell them the radio, sell them the TV, sell them the whatever, and let people figure it out for themselves? Why not? Because they're likely to turn something they shouldn't have turned, plug it in someplace they shouldn't have plugged it in, and the whole thing explodes. Chaos. So you have manuals to explain how to use these things. That's common sense. So to say that God created us and he did not inform us of our purpose here, he did not communicate his will to us, is to attribute to God illogic, to attribute to God disorganization, stupidity, things like this. Because we'd say such a person is stupid. A person who sets a business up and doesn't hires people and doesn't tell them what to do, he says, guys, he's a fool. He's an idiot. And that's what you end up attributing to God, to say he created this world and he didn't tell us what we need to do here. Because what are people going to do? They're going to do everything but what they're supposed to do if they're not informed. This is common sense. God is the most wise, then he is going to tell us what to do here. He is going to communicate his will to us. That is a natural consequence of wisdom. So, after, you know, showing them that it doesn't, that doesn't make sense, then it's just a matter of dealing with the systems, because of course the next question is, okay, God communicated his will, but there are so many religions, you know, which one, which is the right one? Because this is one of the arguments why they're all wrong, because everyone is saying that they're the true religion, etc., and there's so many of them. How do you know? Well, you identify the necessary criterion for a true religion. A true religion, what should it, what should be its characteristics? And you look at the religions and see which one fits into those characteristics. You use your reason. This is where God gave us reason to determine what is correct and what is incorrect. So you compare. And we're not saying you must accept Islam and so on, so, though it's what we want you to do. We'd like you to do that. We feel it's best for you. But you look at the systems and compare. Compare Christianity, compare Islam, compare Hinduism, compare Sikhism, Buddhism, whatever. Compare them. Look at what they have to offer and make an educated choice. And that is the, that is our responsibility, to convey that message, to put them, get them to the position where they say, okay, I will go and check these things out. Very important. And this is why actually giving da'wah to many of these peoples is important, to focus on purpose of creation. Why are you here? You need to find out. This is something vital, something very important. You need to know why you're here. Because if you don't know, then it means likely you are wasting your life. You're involved in so many different things, taking up all of your time, but it is not what you are here for. And at the end of this life, you will regret having not found out the purpose of life. So we try to direct them over to finding that out. Look at what the different religions say.